All right, so let's get back to the top, initial investigative reviews. Get those finished up. Finish up 2252 first. Tracy, could you read us the summary?
Yes.
It's 2252, the thing that we've seen in the group, the response is September 31. September 21, George, the 13-year-old male, the master charge of that was presented to his son for an exam. Diagnosis was performed and they revealed mild increase in the values. There were also a decrease in neurospecificity. He saw a recommended study of the cat when Katie died and turned the cat over to the next exam. October 18, 2021, community reported that the cat was not eating and the exam was recommended. Contended to report that she had a month started with the cat and Katie. She declined having the exam, the cat again, and the doctor started keeping the cat and the cat was extended. On October 28, 2021, the cat was presented to an emergency facility for the euthanasia. And this case I brought straight to the board for review and discussion and take that action.
No respondent, Mr. Scott Lundgren?
Yes, sir.
And no complainants? Ms. Frost, you will leave.
I am. So, well, it's very sad that they lost their pet. This is super emotional, and it was a very short time frame. There was one date referenced in the complaint and a different date referenced in the letter to the veterinarian. So I wasn't sure if that was a typo or what, but I'm guessing it may have been a typo in the complaint based on the veterinarian's recount of what happened. And it's really, really hard when you lose a pet in that way. And again, the team's recount, account of it, the veterinarian didn't do anything wrong from what I couldn't see. I just think that she felt like she needed more of the veterinarian and the veterinarian's time than what she got, even though the team, it sounds like, was hearing and how the veterinarian was responding on their side was appropriate. Unfortunately, I just think it was a huge emotional mess. So, as sad as I am for both sides, I can't find a violation. So I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to dismiss 2252 with no violation. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. 2252 is dismissed. With 2213. Tracy, would you read us a summary on that? That was pending from November. Dr. Wright is recused.
So case 2213, the complainant is the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Exam Controller responding to the complaint and the data. On August 13, 2021, the warrant office received information anonymously that a unlicensed staff member that responded to us was performing surgery on the complaint on the hand. Investigation was opened and a letter of inquiry was sent to respond. On August 27, 2021, the warrant conducted an unannounced premises inspection. Multiple potential premises violations were identified. Some were repeated potential violations from previous premises inspections. Premises staff was interviewed at that time. On September 15, 2021, after reviewing the premises inspections conducted at the spot of the premises, the board voted to include the repeated premises issues to open investigation 2213 regarding federal management. And the board voted to end this matter in November and bring it back this month for review.
Okay, And no respondent, Mr. Stone, monitor?
Monitor.
And no complaint, or we have the board's response. And Ms. Krieger, you are the lead.
That is correct. I would first like to make a motion that we go into executive session to seek legal advice from counsel.
Okay.
Motion for a second, go into executive session to seek legal advice. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. We will adjourn to open session for a few minutes.
Now it's not.